Expert Talk is sponsored by Pod Nation TV, the podcast to broadcast network.
Welcome to the show. You know where you are, Expert Talk with me, Tego. Today, y'all know I love doing this show. You know I do. And I love bringing experts that share their journey and where they've been and where they're going. But today is super special, y'all. Today, you're going to sit there and go, Tego has lost her mind, because you're going to see me be a super fan today. I am a humongous Zig Ziglar fan for the last 20 plus years. And today, his son, who's taken the reins of the Ziglar family, is on the show. Yeah, you about to learn some secrets today about being an expert and a successful one at that. So sit right there. We'll be right back. Are you ready? Are you ready? I've been waiting for this for over 20 years. Are you ready? Because it's about to happen. Tom Ziglar's here, y'all. Hey, Tom, are you out there?
Tego, I'm right here. I'm so excited. If only you would get excited.
Just a little bit, man. Just a little bit. I'm sorry. I'll try to calm down. No, that's not going to happen. I'm not calming down. Yo, Tom Ziglar's here. Okay, I'm done being silly. All righty. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm better than good, but that's genetically required, as you know.
Yes, sir. I definitely know. You know, for the people out there, for the four people that are watching right now that don't know who Zig Ziglar is, and I will find them. Can you just break down just a little bit, give us a little history on the Ziglar family?
You bet. You know, Dad, he passed away 9 years ago. He wrote 45 books in his life. A few of them are behind me. We estimate he impacted 250 million people in his life. Just unbelievable. I started working with the company right after college, and this has been my life. When somebody says, how long you been in the business? I say 56 years, because I was born into it. Just blessed. We've got this worldwide impact, this brand that's recognized everywhere. And today, what we really do is we work with speakers and trainers and coaches and, you know, people who want to leave an intentional legacy. Dad's message is so universal. His quote that most people know is, you can have everything in life you want if you'll just help enough other people get what they want. And I believe that because of that message, his impact, everywhere I go, I meet family. And so I just get to spend time with family. How can it be better than that?
I'm so with you. You know, I have a paperweight that when we open our studio again, because right now we are literally shooting this in my guest room because of this little thing called COVID. But we're opening our studio again, probably in November, it looks like. And I have a paperweight that is stone, and that phrase is cut into it. And wow, it's always on my desk. You know, it's my favorite phrase, hands down, no matter what. You know, and I tell it to people all the time. I tell my kids, I tell my grandkids, and my kids go, I know, help people. Yes. you know, learn to serve, you know, all this stuff, learn to serve. You'll figure out the dominoes will fall in your favor, you know? So I'm right there with you, but you have not stopped the book writing. You guys, you're still writing, correct? You're carrying the torch on in that field as well.
Absolutely. The book Choose to Win, that was the first book that I wrote solo, came out a few years ago, and I've got another book coming out in December called 10 Virtues for or 10 Leadership Virtues for Disruptive Times. It's all about coach leadership. You know, Tigo, we've had so much change in the world since the pandemic, and the way people do business is change. You know, people are now working remotely. Top performers have never had more leverage in history than right now. And so what a great opportunity. I'm so excited for all the change that's happening. I know the doors are opening for those who understand what it means to serve and to provide value to those around them.
I totally agree. I absolutely agree. And, you know, some people see it, you know, half full and half empty in the sense that, you know, I'm going to stop and wait for this pandemic to be over, where we're, you know, knocking on 2 years here. It's been a year and a half, you know, so how long are you going to wait? How did you, because your father's business, you know, changed my life, changed a ton of people's lives, millions. Like you said, you touched over, your family's touched over 250 million people. Do you think that he would have adjusted, because he's been on stages like most of his life, he would have adjusted to this digital format if he was still here with this COVID thing going on?
Oh, 100%, 100%. You know, Dad had this saying, he said, expect the best, prepare for the worst, and maximize what comes. And so his attitude was always a get-to attitude. It was never a have-to. And so anytime he could reach more people, he got all excited about it. I remember we were on Twitter. Twitter was kind of brand new, and Dad and I would tweet out some things, and it was kind of fun. But he never once in all of his life complained about the audience or the technology. His only concern was, how can I better reach the people in front of me? And that is really the attitude we've got to have in these crazy times we're in, is how can I show up and make a difference no matter what the circumstances are? Because the need for hope and encouragement is greater now than it's ever been.
I totally agree. I totally agree. And, it, you know, it reminds me of a story that I tell all the time when I was a sales manager, when I'm teaching somebody, you know, in my business. I introduced you to our business partner, Alan, earlier before we started the show. And real quick, I mean, Alan literally stepped in and took over the reins for us in a couple of years ago. He never was an entrepreneur, you know? So he's like, he came from architecture and building and concrete and all that. And he's been running towards this fire for almost 2.5 years now. And it's amazing to watch him do it. And one of the stories I always share with people is, you know, Zig Ziglar's thank you for the $25, you know, because with me, when I did Electrolux vacuums back in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
And I would listen to your father, Les Brown, and Rita Davenport like a religion almost every day. I don't think there was a day that went by that I didn't listen to something from Mr. Ziglar. And when I would go out there doing the door to door with the vacuums in Vegas and it's 110 degrees and they say, no, they don't want a demo. No, they don't want to buy. I look at them and say, thank you for the $100, because I averaged about a $400 commission, you know, and I averaged about every fourth house, I got a sale, you know, and every time I ran into that brick wall, I could hear your father say, no, that you just got part of your commission. You're one step closer to a yes. And I feel like people, especially nowadays, they have a softer skin, maybe a softer shell or something. And it's like they get that one no and they completely stop. And, you know, I don't understand that. How do you address that?
Yeah, well, first off, you've got to understand why you're there in the first place. So whatever your business is, you know, if you're selling technology, if you're selling a hard good or product or service, if somebody takes advantage of what you're selling, are they better or worse off? And of course, if you're listening to the show, we know that they are better off because of it. Well, if they're better off because of it, then I believe you have a moral obligation to show up with the right attitude, the right passion, and to encourage them, hey, let's take a look at this, because the benefits that you will receive far outweigh the benefits that I will receive. And Dad, as you know, I used to go into the whole story about somebody who buys that vacuum cleaner that you were selling, they were probably going to use that for the next 20 years. Yeah. And you were going to take that commission and probably spend it before the end of the month. Right? So that means the consumer, the customer, they get the huge benefit. But to tie it all down, I love this. One of my mentors, his name is Rabbi Daniel Lappin. And Dad and Rabbi Lappin were friends. Dad kind of mentored Rabbi Lappin. Now Rabbi Lappin mentors me. And he says, when you solve a problem, you're often rewarded with a certificate of appreciation. We call that money.
Ah.
The more problems you solve, the more certificates of appreciation you get. And then here's the tie down. The creator of the universe, God, is never happier with his children than when they're solving the problems of his other children. And so whatever product or service you have, if it delivers value, just know that the creator of the universe smiles when you make a sale. And so if somebody throws up an objection, or they don't have time right now, or they put up a little smoke screen, just know that if you have a product or service that solves a problem, the creator is waiting to smile, and it's your job to get busy.
I love it. So is that the definition of working for a dream?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I like to do, if you're a business owner, really pay attention to this, is you've got to cast a vision. You've got to let your team, your people, everybody in your organization know, what's the dream? What's the vision? What it is that you want to accomplish as you grow? What's the problem you solve? What's the difference you make in your community and in the world? And then as the leader, the owner of the business, or a team leader, a coach leader, you've also got to know that all of your people each have their own dreams. Everybody does. Some people, it's to buy a house, some a car, you know, some travel the world, some get out of debt, but everybody's got a dream. And so here's where alignment comes in. You see, dreams take time and money. And so if I could get my team excited about the company mission, the corporate vision, what we're going to accomplish, and then I know what each individual's dream or goal is, and I understand this, the better I do on the job, the faster I get my dream. Mm. And so here's the thing. When I come to work inspired by my dream and the company dream at the same time, now I'm working for a dream instead of a paycheck. And that changes everything.
I love it. Okay. So we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, y'all, I'm going to ask him about PC, and we're not talking about being politically correct. I mean, that's PC too, but that's not what we're talking about. You're going to love what the Ziegler family sees as PC. So sit right there. We'll be right back.
Expert Talk is sponsored by Pod Nation TV, the podcast to broadcast network.
Hey, I have a quick question for you. Do you want a professional agency to handle all your video creation, syndication, and monetization needs? We totally understand that new leads and customers are the lifeblood for any business. And if you're looking to grow or scale your business, using video is definitely the best way to go. Here at Melrose 11, we specialize in getting you the results you need to help you grow your business by generating new leads, driving more traffic, and closing more sales without breaking your bank. Did you know, according to HubSpot, having a well-targeted video on your landing page can increase conversions by up to 80%? Yeah, and up to 64% of users are more likely to buy a product online after watching video than by text alone. And that 92% of mobile users share videos with others. And 90% of users say that videos are helpful in their purchase decision-making. Incorporating video into your marketing and social media activity is no longer an option, it's an absolute requirement if you're looking for long-term success. Heck, it may even be essential for the very survival of a business. Here at Melrose 11, media truly is our passion. We create animated explainer videos, social teasers, catchy intros, full HD commercials, and even viewer interactive videos. So, if you're looking to elevate your brand, or attract more leads, generate more sales, increase traffic, or build up more exposure for your business, then you've definitely come to the right place. Our professional team will develop your video campaigns at an affordable price, with our fast turnaround times, and a quality of work that can't be beat. We look forward to working with you.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. I want to talk to you about what's about to happen. See, we've got Tom Ziegler here. I hope you heard the first half. If you didn't, go back and listen. If you did, go back and listen. I'm sure you missed a couple of things. This man is sharing with us how to be successful in life, not just our business. And right now we're going to ask him about what does it mean to live to win? Hey, Tom, are you out there?
Right here. I tell you what, you know, live to win. It's a choice, and choosing to win is what it's all about. And one of my friends said this. He kind of took a quote and changed a little bit, but he said, you know, we're not born winners and we're not born losers, but we're all born choosers. Mm. And Dad had this famous quote. He said, you were born to win, but in order to be the winner you were born to be, you got to plan to win, prepare to win, and then and only then can you expect to win. So in other words, what he was saying is you got to choose to win. And when we choose to win, that changes everything.
Wow. I love that. I love that. But you know, like I said, I've been a fan. I'm sitting here, you know, trying not to turn into a baby and just start crying because you're here. You know, I've been a fan for over 20 years, almost 30 years now. I've been a fan and I listen and learn. I mean, the funniest line I ever heard is, you know, does motivation last forever? No, it's like deodorant, you know, covers you for about 23 hours and it leaves you alone on your own for about an hour. That's how I feel about it. And I want to ask you, you know, if you're getting started in your business or maybe you're just starting to climb that corporate ladder, you know, when are you supposed to get a coach? When should you look for somebody to mentor you? When is the right time?
You know, I love the way you set that up. When's the right time? Just think of anybody at the top of their game in any area and ask them, do you have a coach? They're going to say yes. They're probably going to say, I've got more than one coach. And so here's the reality is what a coach does is a coach breathes truth in life and sees things and asks great questions and helps you discover what it is that you want to accomplish. Right. A coach isn't like a consultant that says, do this, do this, do this. A coach is someone who helps you gain clarity on what you want to accomplish, and even more importantly, why you want to accomplish it. And why is that critical? Because when you own it, right? When it's, this is my dream, this is my goal, and right. You own it, then when the adversity, the disruption, the change, the challenge, when all that stuff comes, because you own it and it's yours, you persevere right through it. So when's the right time to get a coach? Yesterday.
I love that. I love that. Now, what about people that are out there? And hold on, guys. I know I told you I was going to ask them about PC. I'm going to ask them. I got a whole list. And we're probably going to get to this much of it because I got to have a reason to have the man come back. I mean, I waited 30 years. We're going to have him come back. So hold on a second. Now, how do you balance that? How do you balance your home life, your pursuit of success, you're trying to serve? How do you balance success?
Yeah, and this is what we teach. We teach a concept called the wheel of life. And on the wheel of life, there's seven spokes. There's the mental, which is our thought process, the way we think, our attitude, our view of the world. Then there's the spiritual. This is our character and integrity and our faith. You know, Dad said that his number one reason for success was honesty and integrity. Then there's the third area, which is the physical. This is our physical health and how much we sleep and what we eat and what kind of movement we put in our life. And then the fourth is family. The fifth is financial. We got to hope and dream around the financial. Then the personal, and finally the career. So those are seven areas of life. And we teach you've got to be successful in all seven areas of life. And so how do you do that? Well, here's the reality.
That was my question.
Yeah, here's the reality. We're going to be out of balance from time to time, right? I mean, sometimes work is, we're going through some struggles and we got to put in the extra hours. Sometimes our relationships kind of get out of kilter. We got to go back and refocus. Sometimes, like in COVID, I don't know about you, I haven't had COVID-19, but I've definitely caught the COVID-15, right? So
right.
Got to go back in and get physically fit, get physically healthy. Now, here's the reality. Dad said this back in the 70s. He said, if standard of living is your goal, your quality of life almost never goes up. But if quality of life is your goal, your standard of living almost always goes up. And so the reality is, it is very smart. It is very pragmatic. It makes total business sense to work on all seven of those areas, because when you're solid in all seven, then that amplifies and multiplies your effectiveness in whatever you choose to do as a business or as a career. And so how do you get in balance? The first
thing
that's
what I want to know.
You got to take an assessment. You got to dig in and ask yourself, how am I doing in each of these areas? And that's one of the things that we provide and we talk about in the book Choose to Win and on our website, is how do I know where I am today? It's just like GPS. If I want to end up at a destination, unless I know where I'm starting from, there's no way to draw a map to get there. And so if you want to figure out how to get balanced success, the first thing you do is you analyze, you ask yourself some questions. How am I doing in those seven areas? And that'll tell you what to start working on first.
I love that. You know, I'm sitting here, I'm the super fan. When you and I spoke on the phone a few weeks ago to schedule this interview, thank you so much. You know, I was just a puddle. So I am trying my dangest not to go down that road, because I would sit here and cry through the rest of the interview. This is just a blessing to have you on. But I want to ask you, you know, when you're talking about balancing success and balancing your life and being in and out of balance, how does that connect with the three things of engage, equip, and transfer? What does that mean when you're thinking about, you know, living your life and living that dream?
Yeah. So one of the questions that I ask is this. I ask the audience, how many of you want to leave a legacy? And guess what? 100% of the hands always go up. Everybody listening to this, you're like, yeah, I want to leave a legacy. Well, I've got good news and I've got bad news for you. You are going to leave a legacy.
Right.
The answer, though, is up to you. Is it going to be by design or by chance? And so when we talk about engage and equip and transfer, that's what we're really talking about. If we're going to make a difference in our own life and the lives of those that we love, our family, our friends, the people we do life with, we got to engage them. We got to equip them, right? So that we can transfer all the wisdom, all the knowledge, all the principles and values that we believe that allow us to make good decisions that ripple through eternity. We got to transfer that to those around us. And that's legacy. Mark Batterson said this. He said, an inheritance is what you leave to someone. A legacy is what you leave in someone.
Ooh. That is seriously powerful. That you just want to sit there. I want to close on this, but I can't. I haven't talked about PC yet. You know, I'm getting there right now. We're going to talk about PC. And then we got to talk about like how you could be a coach as you're sitting there going, I want to be a coach for the Ziegler family. I think that's possible. So just sit there for a second. We're almost there. Okay. Before I get hate mail, sir, can you explain what PC means to the Ziegler family?
You bet. So the number one reason for Dad's success was honesty, character, and integrity. The number two reason was PC, which stands for persistent consistency. That's actually the Ziegler words for work ethic. So what is it? Let's break it down. Consistency means that when you have a worthwhile goal or objective, you work on it every single day or as often as necessary. So I'm going to be consistent no matter what. If I'm in sales, I'm making calls every day. If I'm running a business, I'm setting up the calendar. I'm getting my goals out. I'm reviewing every key number in our business every single day to know what's going on so I can go and direct it. Persistency simply means this, that when I'm doing something, I take it up a notch. I do a little bit extra. I go the extra mile. So a great example in sales is Your consistent goal might be to make 40 calls a day. Mm-hmm. Your persistent goal might be on the first day to ask a different question. On the second day, maybe test a new introduction. In other words, every single day, you're taking it up a notch. You're doing a little bit extra. You're adding to it to see how you can get a little bit better at what you're doing. And that's really how Dad built his career, is every single day he did what he knew he needed to do to perform well. And then he added just a little bit every time he went out to see if he could just take it up a notch.
Wow. Wow. And see, that's something that I try to, you know, convey to people when they're not part timing. I call it part hitting their business, because they'll work hard on it on a Thursday and then they don't look at it again for another 2 months. And then they wonder why it's not moving, why it's not growing. They have a podcast show that they put out sporadically. You know, one day it's on Monday at 11, the next day they don't have it. You know, maybe 3 weeks from now, they'll do another one on a Thursday. And then they wonder why people aren't following you. Well, you know, people, when they become your fan, when they want to see your show, you know, they've been conditioned by traditional television that Good Morning America comes on at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday, now Saturday, no matter what. It's a reason for that. But how do you get someone to get out of their own way and understand that they can't just, it's not a lottery ticket that, you know, more than likely they're not going to win anyway. They can't just wait for opportunity to come knocking at their door. I've not heard of anybody that's been successful that way. How do you guys motivate people to get out of their own way?
Yeah, I can just tell you the number one lesson that I learned from Dad was this: to change your input. His quote was this: you are what you are and where you are because of what's gone into your mind. Mm-hmm. You can change what you are. You can change where you are by changing what goes into your mind. I took that great quote and I made it a little shorter. And I said, what you feed your mind determines your appetite. And so when the change and the challenge and the disruption comes, when all that stuff happens, when life comes down on you, if you will choose to put the right things in your mind, what you lead, what you listen to, a great program like this, the books, the people who you associate with, are they lifting you up? Are they carrying you forward? Are they holding you accountable? Right? When you surround yourself with these kind of things, it changes our thinking. Our thinking changes our performance, and our performance is what gets the results that creates the future that we want. And so we need to create a habit every single day of putting the right things in our mind.
Wow. I could go on with you for hours, but you know, our producer is flagging the 1 minute. I hope you'll come back. But before I let you go, I know that we've been showing your website, but for the people that are listening on, you know, audio platforms, how do they get in touch with you if they want to buy your program, buy your book, or become a coach in the Ziglar family?
Yeah, you bet. The best place to go is just go to Ziglar.com. We have all the information there. And I'm a crazy guy. Okay. So my email is tom@Ziglar. You can always just reach out to me. I'll either handle it or give it to someone on our team. I'll probably say, hey, first. But if you believe you were called to make a difference in somebody else's life, you want to be more, you want to do more, you want to have more, and you want to help others along the way, you're our kind of people. And that's what we do, is we work with you through coaching and speaking and training and intentional legacy building. I'd love to hear from you.
That's fantastic. I thank you so much, sir. So just so everybody knows, you're continuing to carry the torch, not just for the family business of Ziglar, but you're also a public speaker. So if someone wants to book you for speaking virtually, probably right now, but in person soon, I hope, how would they reach out to you to book you as a speaker?
Same thing. Just email me directly, tom@Ziglar.com.
You know, I hate to have to let you go. I know I do, but I hope you'll come back. I am going to put it out there that I'm sure your father is super proud of you, you know, because some people, we see a major member of a family and they pass on and then everything just seems to stop. And you have not missed a step. And I want to thank you for keeping this legacy going, because it's absolutely changing lives. It's definitely changing my life. And I want to thank you for being on the show today.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm blessed. Thank you, Tigo. This has been amazing.
Okay, y'all, I got to let him out the seat. That was Tom Ziegler. We're going to get him back. Maybe he'll do a 9 at 9 live and you guys could ask questions or something in the chat. We'll talk to him about that. But this has been an interview that I never thought was going to ever be possible. And it just happened for me. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you'll come back next time. And as always, I'm Tigo. I'll talk to you next time.